Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire. The Ontario Lacrosse Association sent out a brief tweet last week. The tweet announced that an ad hoc committee had been established and it would examine the scenario in which the Brampton Excelsior's major lacrosse team would be shifting their operations to the city of Owen Sound. Furthermore, the tweet stated the committee would report to the OLA Board of Directors and the ultimate decision in this case would be based on what's best for the sport. This scenario is now 2 months long and dragging. In mid-November, the news that was anticipated in many lacrosse circles surfaced on social media, claiming the Excelsiors were in fact moving to Owen Sound. The owner of the Excelsiors, Joe Norton, who also owns the Owen Sound Bug Juice Senior North Stars, confirmed his intentions the day that the news surfaced. Within days, there was an outcry in certain Brampton circles lamenting the fate of the historic Excelsiors and also, in some cases, threatening legal action. Next, in an interview with CFOS, the Major Lacrosse Commissioner, Doug Louie, stated that the process was ongoing and the ultimate decision was expected in early December, which brings us to mid-January and the news last week of the establishment of this ad hoc committee. No one in Ontario sports ever asked for my perspective, but here it is. As far as I can tell, the Excelsiors are Joe Norton's property and thus he should be free to do with it as he pleases under the guidelines and restrictions. If the OLA is worried about legal action from the Excelsiors, shouldn't they be equally worried about legal action from Joe Norton if, in fact, he is the owner of the property? For the last few years, Joe Norton has more or less gone it alone with little to no support in Brampton. Now there's an onslaught of historic lacrosse passion? And while I respect those who hold the Excelsiors near and dear, I get that, what I cannot understand is the difference between this scenario and the previous franchise shift of the KW Kodiaks out of Kitchener-Waterloo to Cobourg. Again, I never get asked to sit on any ad hoc committees, but if I did, the recommendation in this case would be quick and clear. I'm Fred Wallace.